Hello and welcome back to the Polar Moderates. I'm your host, Joe Clark.
And I'm your host, Rizzo Johnson.
Today we're talking about the Kentucky County Clerk, Kim Davis. She's been pretty much refusing to sign marriage licenses for same-sex couples or any couples for that matter in her county there in Kentucky. And so we've titled this episode Kentucky Fired Clerk, KFC.
Because really, if you don't do your job, you get fired.
Essentially. Well, as an elected official, she can't really be fired. She can be impeached, which I'm pretty sure that the county will draw up articles of impeachment against her, seeing as how today she was finally incarcerated for being in contempt of court and gross misconduct.
Yep. So a major element of this entire case is that it's a conflict of religion in government. She's an elected official working for the state, so therefore she cannot have her religion imposed on other people.
Mm-hmm. So that's true. It's just like if, say, for instance, somebody who is Buddhist and trying to impose their Buddhist values on us, or somebody who is Islamic trying to impose Sharia law or something like that on us. You can't do that. There's a separation of church and state. Yes, you are free to openly practice your religion. However, you cannot use that religion to override law or override your duties as an elected official who has been sworn into office, by the way.
Right. She made an oath to uphold the law. And the Supreme Court interpreted the law to include same-sex couples as legalized, recognized marriage. So it's not like she gets to choose which law she's following and which one she's not. That's not what she signed up for.
Nope.
That's not part of her job. So really, the problem is that she's saying that she's basing her decision on the moral authority of God and the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what it's come down to at this point is she is saying, and this is from her perspective, my religious views are that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's it. A man and a man cannot get married. A female and a female cannot get married. A non-gendered, if you choose to identify as such, cannot marry somebody who chooses to identify as a gendered person.
Right.
However, and she's saying she can't do that. It's a moral dilemma for her.
No, according to her attorneys, and this is a direct quote from one of the articles that I was reading, and I will link in the description. The attorneys for Davis argued that she is protected by the First Amendment from issuing licenses to same-sex couples because doing so would, quote, irreparably, quote, unquote, harm her conscience. Like, really? Signing a paper allowing two people to be happy would irreparably hurt your conscience.
Right.
Maybe you don't have a very strong conscience.
No, not in that case.
I don't know. You are totally fine in believing whatever silly things you want. If you want to have these opinions, great, you can have these opinions. What you can't do is impose your beliefs on other people. Like, that's really the crux of this. She's imposing her view of Christianity on other people who might not even agree with her.
Right. And here's what it comes down to. As a county clerk, and with this whole religion thing, what they're trying to hold on to is the second part of the First Amendment. Because there's many parts of the First Amendment. First Amendment's kind of a big encompassing. They're like, you know what, let's just try to shove everything to here. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, slow down. We got so much more to cover. But the first sentence of the Constitution of the United States, in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, says, Congress shall make no law or pass no law respecting the establishment of a or any religion. And it can be chosen either way to say that. And then the second part where people are getting kind of upset is, and shall not restrict the free expression thereof.
Right. So her religious beliefs go as far as they possibly can without interfering with another person's religious beliefs.
Right. And as a Christian, somebody who really, gay marriage to me, according to the Bible and according to my personal beliefs, is between a man and a woman, and that's where I'm at. However, being somewhat of an ally to the LGBT community, I've learned to kind of deviate from that and say, you know what? Why does it even matter?
You're not in that marriage.
No.
No one's asking you to marry another man.
So why should I force my personal beliefs on somebody who doesn't believe the same thing that I do?
And I thank you for that as a member of the LGBT community.
Yes. So as a straight, cisgendered male, heterosexual who is a Christian and who believes in parts of the Bible, and I say parts because there's some stuff in the Bible that was written by man, and it was clearly written by man, especially the more evil things like stoning people to death and killing people and you know, just for petty reasons. I can't in my mind fathom why we have to stop a civil union, you know, a legal civil union based upon taxes and benefits and employment and, you know, this piece of paper that is recognized by a state. I can't see how we can impose religion into that at all.
It's really a binding contract between two people, mm-hmm. that my stuff is your stuff and your stuff is my stuff.
Right.
That's essentially what it is. And you do get some legal benefits for being married.
Yes.
So that's really what the whole fight was for, to get marriage equality for everyone. Because we've run across this situation before. Hello, interracial marriages were terrible in the sense of, like, people wanted to ban them. They attacked people for them. Oh, and they had religious reasons for not wanting it to happen. It sounds exactly like the same-sex marriage issue. Like, it's historically proven itself already, and it's just a matter of changing the context and what we're talking about specifically. Right.
So, again, going back to this lady and how many times she's denied a marriage license, she was even caught on archival news footage that will be viewed in the future. She was caught on there saying, no, not today. You're not getting your licenses today, in front of all these news crews.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, I don't know what she's thinking, what she's going to get out of it and how she's really doing it. I think she's just vying for her 15 minutes of fame.
I think it's between that and maybe she legitimately believes this bullshit that she's on about her religious convictions.
It's definitely possible she straight up believes that.
Although she's a huge hypocrite and has no leg to stand on when it comes down to judging other people just from her own adultery in her own life. I mean, there's been information revealed about her multiple marriages, her children that were born to a different man. Well, from a different man, but raised by two different men. It's ridiculous.
I saw the timeline on this, and what it was she got married to her first husband. While she was married to her first husband, without being separated or anything from him, she ended up getting pregnant by the man who was to become her second husband. She then divorced her first husband and got married to her second husband.
I thought it was
She got married to her first husband, had children with the man who was to become her third husband. Then she divorced her first husband, got married to the second husband, who then adopted the third husband's children.
Yeah, full on.
Legally, full on, taking responsibility for him. Then she divorced her second husband, got married to the third husband.
It's just a drama.
And then she ended up divorcing him and then getting married back to her second husband again.
Yeah.
Like, what in the world is this lady thinking? She is not going to be the moral compass in this fight. And with her being under such scrutiny as this, what kind of disgusting woman, hypocritical person are you going to be to deny somebody a piece of paper that you are legally obliged to give them, not only by your oath of office, but by a Supreme Court order, which she became eventually in violation thereof. And
she tried to appeal it. She tried to appeal the ruling for the Supreme Court on marriage equality, and they denied it.
Right.
Because they were like, no, we already talked about this. You got to give them the licenses.
Mm-hmm. And she's a Democrat, too, you know, liberal left. What in the world? She was elected as a Democrat, but all of a sudden she's taking this really super conservative stance.
No. You have to take this in mind. She's in Kentucky Democrat.
Well, that's not so much different if you think about
it. It's more, I think, she's trying to find some reason to support her hate of the LGBT community, of people who are different from her. And in this case, it kind of looks like, for me, that she just doesn't like people having a healthy relationship mm-hmm. and two people that love each other, because I don't think she's had that security in her own marriages. And in some way, it might be vindictive.
Yeah, and preventing and other people from having that. And she's doing this whole, yeah, and that's what it is. She's doing this whole super vindictive thing where she's saying, if I can't have my four marriages that I've had, then I'm going to pretty much shut out anybody who really wants to have marriage at all whatsoever.
Yep.
And that's straight couples, gay couples, transgender couples, you name it.
At this point, yeah, she's put a complete halt on every marriage license going out.
And as of the court ruling today, and as of her going to jail, the county surveyed five of the six clerks that were in there, and five out of six said, yeah, we do it, because the sixth clerk was going along with her and said, no, I'm not gonna issue them. But five out of the six said, yeah, we'll issue, the deputy clerks rather, said that, yeah, we'd issue the marriage license, just no problem. We don't have an issue doing that because it is a Supreme Court ruling and we have to follow the law. Now, whether or not their job is going to be essentially there when that lady gets out of jail, because, you know, she's going to get out on bond because they're...
No, it's not like a bond issue. It's the reason why she's in jail is so that she can have the, like, reality kind of put on her of, mm-hmm. like, you're going to jail because you were in contempt of the Supreme Court. I don't think there's going to be any bail for her.
Right. And as a constitutionalist, for me, mm-hmm. I'm not even speaking from a conservative standpoint. I'm speaking from a constitutionalist standpoint. Somebody whose core values are the law, are the central law of the United States and every county and municipality and state thereof. You cannot violate the core amendments of the Constitution, and that's exactly what she was doing. And in the court case Reynolds v. U.S., where that kind of delineated the second part of the First Amendment, the free exercise of said religion thereof, it kind of set ground rules for that, and that's the first landmark case. And it's been kind of a contention in Supreme Court about what the second part of the First Amendment means, according to that, which is free exercise of your religion. However, your actions being determined by your religion that are attempting to override law, that are attempting to be imposed on a legality sense, cannot and shall not be imposed on somebody else. So your religious beliefs, views, everything cannot be imposed on anybody else.
And honestly, the Christians that are in uproar right now supporting her, mm-hmm. they would have a like heart attack if the rules were reversed for
Muslims. Let's just say Islam.
If Islam was the religion that was of choice in this case,
right?
Well, they have the same rules of like a man can't marry a man.
Yeah, they have the same textbooks, you know. They have just as harsh rules as we do. They say kill them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an abomination. Kill them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's still violating the Constitution if you were in a public office. And then you use your personal beliefs mm-hmm. to dictate what you're going to do and what you're not going to do in your job. If you really feel that strongly about it, you should change your job. Like, that's a thing that you're going to have to do without, you know, like, severe consequences. Yeah. You could just leave and find a different job. Nobody's saying certainly. That you have to get rid of your beliefs. We're just saying you can't act on those beliefs while in this position.
Exactly.
Because you're serving the public. You're serving the citizens. You can't mm-hmm. do that. You can't impose your belief on someone.
So, in this sense, she is, let's just say there's a slippery slope argument that goes along with this that the Supreme Court has kind of attached itself to. They say, well, if as a public official, as an elected public official, if you are, let's say, not a Christian, let's just say you follow some ancient Aztec belief, let's just say that, and you demand human sacrifice on whatever day, the solstice or whatever the belief is, then that could be used as a pretext if this lady is allowed to do what she's doing and allow human sacrifice or allow somebody else to sacrifice humans because that's what her beliefs
yeah dictate. I mean, it would no, be I'm following my religion, this is a protected belief, and therefore I have protected actions is mm-hmm. what that turns into, and you can't do that because exactly. you're still violating it, someone else's right.
And where she's coming from, the only mention that really you see this is at is in Leviticus, delineating you
yeah
cannot...
but there's also the lines of like you can't eat shrimp, you can't have fabrics of mixed right. cloth, and you know it's stupid.
Right.
There's well, stupid and, rules and, that are in there that here, nobody else is following.
Let me finish.
Sure.
I'm going along with this. With Leviticus, in there it says you man shall not lay with another man as he does a woman, or any iteration thereof, whatever translation you want of the Bible, and later on. It mentions if they do, you stone them to death. You take them out and you stone them to death.
Yep.
Pretty much. Should we follow that too? Should we take people out and publicly stone them? How about the disobedient children? Should we take them out and publicly stone them? And declare he is disobedient and a drunkard. We should stone him.
The only appropriate stoning is when you get high on marijuana.
Yeah.
That's the only way we should be stoning people. Because honestly, you're killing people. It's murder. Someone's gay. You have to murder that person. Mm-hmm. You have a disobedient child. You have to murder your child. Like, that's not a good God.
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, that's not a good message. And I really don't think that's coming from God. I think that's coming from people who wanted to rule an ancient civilization with an iron fist. Like,
yes.
Intense.
And... You know, again, religion is supposed to be just a basis of morality for people. And that's all it's supposed to be until we come to a point, and I realize this too, until we come to a point where we can think on our own and be moral on our own as a society.
We can.
And we can. We have the ability and the aptitude to nowadays, especially with more
you just
and more
take
people.
The, no, you just take the principles of humanism.
Right.
Like, it's not, humanism is not equal to atheism, and I want to make that very clear. You can be Christian and be a humanist mm-hmm. because a humanist values human life and wants to make the world a better place for the humans that are in it currently. And you can do that whether you think you're going to be raptured or if you think this is the end times. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're going to care for the people that are here. You're going to care for the world that you're living in currently and treat people with respect. That alone could be a really good principle for everybody to live off of, because then we're all going to support each other. And yeah, you can still hold your crazy beliefs, but keep those at home. Keep those to yourself and your friends and your family. Don't try and put that into the law. Keep it in your communities, because if that's what other people are like-minded for, they want to do these things, totally fine.
Sure. And this is where one of those things is, as a Christian myself, I don't like when people go out and witness. I don't like when people go out and try.
They're
not
supposed to.
Yeah. I don't like when people go out and do that. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, then why should I continue to talk to you? If you don't want to hear what I have to say, if you wanted to hear what I had to say, wouldn't you just come to me?
If you're in a conversation, like if we bring it up in a conversation and it's casual and maybe I want to learn more because I'm not a believer of your religion. Oh, then I can ask you more questions and then you can give me answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then if everything goes hunky dory and I like your religion, I can maybe go to some of your services.
Right.
Nothing's stopping that from happening on a networking level. You don't have to go out and be like, praise Jesus. You know?
But you're not gonna see me going to a strictly Muslim neighborhood and start touting that, you know, you guys should follow Christ, and you're not gonna see me do that. You won't see even actual Christians and Islamophobes and everybody else doing that, because one, it's kind of rude. Two,
kind of.
Yeah. Two, it's also very frowned upon. And three, you're probably going to get a very violent reaction from somebody who has the stark opposite or strongly rival belief as you.
I kind of find it funny, though, because Christians and Christianity and Islam are not like two opposites. they're very, very similar because they're running off of the same texts. They're coming from about the same time period. The Quran just has an addendum. Like essentially the Quran is the addendum to the Torah and the New Testament. So they're really living off like the same playbook in a lot of cases. There's the disagreements between each other of like, which one's right, which one's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Was Jesus the Messiah? Like, it's kind of one of those, I see them all very similar, that basically...
they're different shades of gray. Is
what it is. Yes. Yes.
And that is very true. They did spawn from roughly the same time period. Judaism is a much older religion than Islam by far.
Sure. Islam is probably the newest of the three, but they're mm-hmm. all based off of the same damn stuff.
Catholicism came later, and the actual newest is going to probably be like Mormonism and
but the whole like you get a planet thing.
Yeah. See, now up in Washington where we used to live, there is this place called Ramtha, and it's a cult.
Yep.
It's supposedly a religion, but it's definitely a cult. The Southern Poverty Law Center qualifies them as a cult.
Oh.
And yeah, they're pretty freaking crazy. It was the lady, whatever her name is, she went on a acid binge trip somewhere, and then this religion started.
Yeah,
it
kind of had this like hippie feel with also being like really like spacey.
Moon child.
Yeah, it definitely had that feel to it. But it was one of those where they basically controlled the entire town. They isolated a lot of people from their friends and family who weren't part of the cult.
Mm-hmm. So they have this giant compound.
Oh God, that was huge.
Great big concrete brick walls with razor wire on top of the walls and motion sensors and they're far back away from the gate, and they got guards that are there all the time. It's kind of creepy how weird this cult stuff is. And somebody I knew, he was the COO of a company I work for. He ended up leaving that company, but yeah, he was a Ramtha, and crazy guy, man.
Pretty much all of the business owners and a lot of the homeowners.
Yeah, his son was a coworker of mine, and he was like, "Yeah, my dad's crazy." So I'm like, "Okay, man, I'm sorry you have to live with that." Yeah, my dad's a Ramtha. Oh boy,
that explains a lot. Yeah, so a lot of these religious ideals give people this insane way of living, and you know what? If they are not coerced into that crazy way of living, fine. Don't make me be a part of your crazy living. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go to the compound. No. I'm good.
Yeah.
And essentially what Kim Davis is doing is making everybody else follow the Christian laws that of her interpretation.
Right, of her interpretation. And me as a Christian, I would say you can go stuff yourself, because that's not how you should treat. That's not how Christ would have reacted to anybody. That's not how Christ would have treated people. And as a Christian, what are you doing? Christ would have said, yes, come on. Be at peace. I will give you this.
I don't know if Jesus would have been signing those marriage contracts, though. He might have been the one to first cast the stone.
Maybe. But I think, you know, that was Christ's teaching, was to be kind, be good to each other, you know? Be righteous to each other, okay? So.
Dudism.
Yeah.
I like the dudism ideals. Let's do dudism instead.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that somebody feels like they could do this, that she has the moral backing and authority to impose her beliefs on other people.
And she won't. And she's going to find out real fast after spending quite a bit long time in jail before she gets her bail.
She was totally okay with it. She was like, yeah, I know I'm going, and I'm prepared for all the consequences of that.
And she's the kind of person that has that naturally resting bitch face, and she just looks mean and evil.
Ad hominem attacks aren't great for you.
I don't care. She does look mean and evil. Okay. You can see for yourself. She's kind of.
I've seen the memes.
A mean looking person, and her mannerisms just added to that. Look at the video footage from all those news stations. Look at the video footage from.
That's
Reuters.
Part of the reason why I'm kind of convinced that she believes this.
Right.
Like, she might, like, it might be one of those things where, like, yeah, I've done some stuff in my past, but this is the way I believe now, and I have to hold true to my convictions because I've been a bad person in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of what I think is fueling her decisions, in the sense that she actually believes it, and that she actually really does hate gay people.
Sure.
Like, I think that's really where it's at. She hates gay people. This is a great way to, like, hold to her convictions and prove herself as a good Christian.
She should totally be charged with a hate crime. I definitely think
she at least should lose her job.
Well, oh, like, for sure.
And she should be forbidden should from be going impeached. Back to that
and
position.
And the county has to impeach her.
Mm-hmm.
The county has to at this point.
Yeah. And I think being in contempt of a Supreme Court order is a worthy enough reason
with
to
gross
impeach.
Misconduct.
Oh God,
she
yeah.
willfully was in contempt of a Supreme
oh,
Court
order. Yes.
Kind of like what happened in that Supreme Court case, Reynolds v. U.S. that I was talking about that delineated the First Amendment. The guy that was the case was actually about polygamy and bigamy, and he willfully married a second woman, and he was found guilty. Even though he argued, no, it's my religious belief, it's my religious duty that I must marry a second person. No.
You live in this country.
You don't have to marry a second woman.
Mm-mm.
Legally. And use legal means to do it.
No.
And you don't have to enforce your religious beliefs and use illegal means to do it, mm-hmm. just like what this woman did. And what they said is your actions influenced by your religion can be legally controlled. Because again, your religion stops where my rights as an individual begin
mm-hmm.
and where my legal common law begins.
Yeah.
And you cannot step on my legal rights, regardless of your religion. It's like saying you can go out and kill people. No, you can't do that. The law says you cannot, and you will be.
Well, and if you are the one just saying it, not actually killing someone, you're inciting violence.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you're still part of the problem.
Right. And you're inciting violence, a riot, making deadly threats, communicating threats, and terroristic activities, conspiring. There's all kinds of things you can be charged with. And I think this lady, in the end, she should have as an example by the law, you cannot impose your religion on anybody,
mm-mm.
even if you are in an office. And this should serve as a warning to everybody else. And the court should make an example out of her saying, hey, this is what can and will happen to you if you are stubbornly and disgustingly trying to impose your religious views on other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and in doing this, like this whole case as an example, mm-hmm. People are like starting to say that this is criminalizing Christianity. And it's not. It really isn't. She's not being criminalized for being a Christian. Mm-hmm. She's being criminalized for imposing her beliefs. That's the difference.
Sure.
And I think we're making that point pretty clearly, but I know a lot of people are saying it, and that's the thing that's probably going to continue to be said and used as an example of this, like, Christian Holocaust shit. So I hate these kind of words where people are trying to put... You not being allowed to discriminate doesn't mean we're discriminating against you.
Right.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's...
That's terrible.
It's frustrating. Because it's like saying, no, you're wrong. And then being like, you're telling me my entire life is wrong. It's like, no, this one point, you were just wrong. Shut up and do your job. Like, that's what we're just trying to get you to do.
Yep. And she's not going to have a job to come back to, essentially, is what it's going to be. Because you're going to draw those articles of impeachment against her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be done.
Yeah.
And then the marriage licenses are still going to get issued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean... Anybody who has an alliance to her, they're going to lose their jobs too, because they're doing the same thing she was.
So at the end of this, two people are going to lose their jobs in that county, mm-hmm. and multiple other people are also going to lose their jobs because they're going to try to jump on this bandwagon and get their 15 minutes of fame and try to impose their beliefs. And they're going to end up seeing the wrong side of the law.
Mm. Yeah. And then, you know, and then once that's all dealt with, people will be happily getting married, and it won't be a problem
right.
anymore.
It doesn't affect anybody.
Oh, it affects the two people that are getting married.
That's it. That's the only people it affects, and that mm-hmm. is their right, and that is their ability. Supreme Court ruling after Supreme Court ruling after Supreme Court ruling. You cannot, shall not, and will not do so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see how this develops over the next few days, and we'll probably throw out like a little blurb or a blog post
or something about it.
We just wanted to kind of cover that. That was kind of a hot topic for us today, and I got into a heated debate with a few people on Reuters, you know, one of the biggest central news people in the world, mm-hmm. they and I was the top post that was liked on there. You know, I kind of laid it out for people, like, no, this is why you can't do it. This is the legal implications. And as a Christian, why you shouldn't do this as well. You should just treat people the way you want to be treated. You should just golden rule them, you know? And you should just be Christly. And that's pretty much really all I have to say about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And ultimately, at the end of this, she's going to find that she's not going to be in the right, and she's going to be on the wrong side of history. And historically, we're going to see her as a hard-headed, stubborn, bigoted, and very acidic person to history. She's going to be viewed in the same lump of people that you see Hitler in, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That you see the racists of antebellum South in, slavers, civil rights movement, the people, whites only, civil rights movement people.
Yeah, it's not going to be a nice historical legacy for her.
No, and you're going to see where she is, where she's going to try and fight until the end of her life. But she's an older person than we are. And by the time we're old folks, we're going to look back on this and say, what an incredibly moronic person.
Already there.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that wraps it up.
Yep. Short show today.
Yeah. We just wanted to make sure that we had this one out. We had strong opinions on it. And if you guys have opinions, comments, questions, things you want to talk to us directly about, go ahead and go to polarmoderates.com. You can reach me, Rizzo, at liberal@polarmoderates.com. And you can meet Joe at conservative@polarmoderates.com.
Yep. Reach us on Twitter at Polar Moderates. Bingo. There we go.
You can find us on Facebook. And yeah, we're getting on to Spreaker, so you can listen to this, share it.
Download us on iTunes. And feel free to visit our sponsors on our website. We have Amazon and Audible on there, and you can pick up your free codes to get your free month of Amazon, and then your free 2 audiobooks on Audible. And again, we want to thank you for listening. And my name is Joseph Clark.
And I'm Rizzo Johnson.
And we're signing off. By myself.